I want to speak to you tonight. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Today is the day of salvation. Folks, I think everyone, or most everyone, is thinking about the things going on around the world right now. They're waking up to what the future might hold for them and their families. And that means we as apostolics have a perfect opportunity to give people the truth. Amen? Hallelujah. We want them to be wide awake to the seriousness of life. We want them to be wide awake to the seriousness of death and eternity. But the problem is, many people think that they can put off decisions about the Lord until they're close to dying. Come on. But if Jesus is right, is the right answer when we are getting ready to die, then Jesus is the right answer right now. Jesus is the right answer today. Today is the day of salvation. Come on. Hallelujah. So, who does not wish to be saved? Who is not sometimes afraid of being lost? Who has not heard of a day of salvation? And who has not, more or less, neglected it? You see, folks, if we would be saved, it must be in God's way. And it must be in God's time. Right? That God's time is the best time. It is generally admitted, it is generally admitted when it is God's time. Does God wish us to go on in sin? A few more days? A few more months? A few more years? No, He doesn't. Today is the day of salvation. Does God wish you to insult Him by the enmity of your heart and the ungodliness of your life for a time yet to come? You see, if He is God who has pleasure in wickedness, and does He say that He will not save you until you have committed so much more sin? No. Certainly, that cannot be the case. Then, folks, then why do you fix God's time as some indefinite period in the future? Not right now. Maybe in the future. Instead of reading His own words to see if that will give you any information on the point. Does the Bible say anything about God's time when He is willing to save sinners? When He's willing to save you? When He's willing to save me? It does. It's a testimony. It's so plain that you cannot misunderstand it, except you do so willingly. But the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, behold, now. You hear that? Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You see, according to this, God's time is the present time. So, exactly so. Today, if you hear His voice and you harden not your hearts today, folks, behold, this is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He obeyed, folks, the law for sinners. He suffered the desert of sin for sinners. He conquered Satan for sinners. He took away the sting of death for sinners. He opened the gates of heaven for sinners. Wherever he did, folks, he did it for sinners. Whatever he suffered for sinners. Whatever he procured it for sinners. His invitations are addressed to sinners. His expectations are directed for sinners. His promises are made to sinners. Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through death of His Son in Romans 5. And if you are a sinner, why not you? No sinner has the right to say that Jesus cannot save me. No sinner has the right to say that Jesus will not save me. Jesus is not only able and willing to save, folks, but He is ready to save. He is waiting to save all that come to Him. God, folks, commands us to tell all about salvation in every land, in every language, for all of the sinners. In Matthew 28:19-20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Folks, man is in need, and God has made provision for his need. God will never barter, hear me today, He will never barter with a sinner, but He is willing to save a sinner. Amen? You see, salvation is brought to our attention by the solemn warnings, by the awful threatenings, by the kind invitations, by the gentle admonitions, amen, the striking examples and the serious exhortations, and by the plainest proclamations of His Word. But many people stop their ear, and they refuse to hear the voice of God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which for the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him. You see, this verse cautions us to be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. Can I get a little more monitor, please? For it is the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses. We will certainly not escape, folks, if we reject the one who speaks to us. You see, folks, I want to say that I am glad to be alive in 2022. Amen. I'm living for God today, and I believe it is the best time. I believe it is the most rewarding time ever in history of the church. You see, I believe that we are living in the rapture generation, and when God is about to come back after a church, God's New Testament church was formed and it was established with the outpouring of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, hallelujah, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. In Acts chapter 2, 14 and 17. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, amen, be it known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Acts 2:38, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. You see, today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Folks, we aren't just another religion or another church on the corner, but Church of Pentecost was founded upon the doctrine of an original teaching of Jesus and the apostles. It started in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago, and it is still going strong today. And when Jesus returns, God is coming to find some people born again, blood washed, Holy Ghost filled saints of God, serving Him like He has asked it to 2,000 years ago. You see, folks, I don't know about you, but I plan on making heaven my home, and I want to see each and every one of you there also. You see, it is our privilege to continue what God started a long time ago. Amen. Acts 2, 1 and 4. And the day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Folks, the day of Pentecost, hear me, was not just a 24-hour period. Amen. It says when the day of Pentecost was fully come. That word day, amen, is a period of time, a period of opportunity for service, a period of undefined length marked by a certain characteristics, a time of trial and testing, a time of salvation, an appointed time. We are living today in the time period of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost is just as real today in 2022 as it was the first time Peter spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost, and he gave the salvation message of Acts 2:38. This is Pentecost. This is a period of time that God has appointed, amen, for this world. This is a period of time for this world to find salvation. It's a period of time that God has appointed an opportunity for you and I to serve Him, amen. It is a period of time that God has appointed to have testing and trials, but we know that we are faithful to Him. Hallelujah. It is an indefinite point of time. He's coming back after His church. And we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But in the meantime, certain characteristics will mark this time of Pentecost. Amen. We will be speaking in tongues and open and operating in gifts of the Spirit until God decides this day is over. Romans chapter 13, 11 and 14. And that knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chattering and wantonness, not in strive and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, this is not the time to be bickering and fighting with each other. This is not the time to be laying up treasures in the flesh. This is not the time period to be focusing on getting saved or staying saved and winning the lost. Amen. The day of Pentecost was just a 24-hour period, but it is still going on today. Hey, folks, the church that Jesus died and is coming back for is not going to be some weak-kneed, sissified bunch of fearful, spiritually amnetic, self-proclaimed Christians half asleep in their pews. Hallelujah. God is coming to find a strong powerhouse and mighty spiritual church that is on fire when he comes back for his bride. God is looking for a people that is excited about serving him. God is looking for a people that is excited about worshiping and praising him. God wants to do miracles in these last days. God wants to use us in spiritual gifts and signs and wonders. He wants to use us. Folks, the Holy Ghost you got or that you can't have is the same as just as powerful as it was on the day of Pentecost. You see, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. Amen. But now is the day. Hallelujah. Not 30 years from now, but today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's the accepted time, folks. Today is the day to get right with God. You see why, Pastor? Because life is but a vapor. We are here today, gone tomorrow. James 4, 13 and 15. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, you will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on your business and make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Let me tell you something, folks. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring you. You and I are not guaranteed tomorrow. We are not guaranteed our next breath. The same God that gives you every breath that you take will one day give you your last breath. He will remove his hand of mercy from you and he will require your very life. One day your breath will be your last. One day you will be here no longer. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. You are not in control. Hear me tonight. You are not in control of your life. You may think you are, but you are not. God is a sovereign God over all. Whether you acknowledge it or not, it doesn't matter. But one day, you will face the great God of heaven and earth. I ask you, are you prepared for that day? What are you going to do with your sin on judgment day? What defense will you give God? See, there will be nowhere to hide. There will be no excuses accepted. And on that great and terrible day of the Lord, there will be no unrepentant sinner who stands there proudly holding their head high on judgment day. No, instead of being proud, you will bow your knee and you will confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. You will do that on judgment day. Even if you are hardened, if you're a God mocker, if you're a scoffer today, you will stand before the Lord, you will bow your knee, and you will confess that he is Lord. It's in the Word. You see, you will understand that God is real. You will understand that day that he is holy. You will understand that he is just and righteous. Amen. And because he is holy and because he is just and righteous, he must punish unrepentant sinners, and he will do so. You see, sinner, after you bow your knee that day, And after you confess with your tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where you will suffer God's righteous wrath over your sins forever. Jesus says in Revelation 21 and verse 8, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. What a crowd to be a part of. Just because you don't believe in God. Just because you think it's all right to tell lies every now and then. Folks, this is what is facing you if you continue running away from God. This is the end of what awaits you if you continue mocking God and you die in your sins. You will split hell wide open after you die, if you die without Jesus Christ. Stand with me today. What an awful thing to look forward to. What a scary thing to look forward to. Because I just want to have a good time right now. I don't want to have to commit to Jesus. I don't want to be different than my friends. I don't want to stand out and lead. Let somebody else do that. I'll follow. Folks, if you do not confess in the day of salvation that He is God and you need Him, this is the end that awaits you. If you continue mocking God and you die in your sins, you're going to split hell wide open. And that same enemy that whispers in your ear, oh, you got to be tough. This religious stuff is for sissies. He's going to laugh at you on that day. He's going to say, I got you. You're such a fool. That's what he's going to say. You're such a fool. You listened to me. You bought my lie, hook, line, and sinker. You see, it's the opposite to me, folks. It takes somebody with some gumption, somebody that is tough inside, that says, I don't care what anybody else thinks. I know there's a real God. This stuff didn't just roll up off of a beach somewhere. This stuff didn't come out of an explosion. Has anybody ever seen anything good come out of an explosion? We are here because of a great Creator. We are here because of a God who wants and desires to have a relationship with you. Each and every one of us here today, God desires to know you, and He wants you to love Him, and He wants to love you and bless you. Do not let the devil fool you and steal you from what God wants to give you. Listen, you may have had hard times in life. Who hasn't? Is there anybody here who's had a cakewalk of a life? We all have problems. We all have. Life is not fair. God never said it would be. But He did promise you that if you'll live for Him, He'll be with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He did promise that. Amen. He promised you life in glory with Him. If you'll live for Him now, now is the day of salvation.